Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud, 110. Daf Kuf Yud in Sanhedrin as we near the end of the Masechet. Again, we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas. My father's Zechon Lebracha, Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. We just were in the middle of the story about how Korach led the people astray, his group, and Om Ben Pelas escaped, even though he was originally in the plot. He escaped through his wife. His wife was a tzaddikus because she says, look, what are you going to gain anyway? You're only a trooper anyway. You're not going to be the head. What are you starting up for? So she protected him, and she kept him in the house, and she stood outside a little bit less sneistic than she should have so that people would turn away, because she knew that basically they were all rabbis. So as soon as they approached her, they ran away. That's the story. That's what happened with Owen's wife. Then what happened? The Sesselam says, so at the top of the page, so to speak, she uncovered her hair, called the Osev, wherever came by, Chazia saw her, and he turned away because he didn't want to look at her. It wasn't proper. So that's how she protected her husband. Now the Hachi Vachi, meanwhile, Iblu Issei the Korach's wife came by, she joined them. Amrele says, Chazi my God, look what Moshe's doing. See how much the wife always has to do. It's always the wife who either is pushing him in the correct direction or in the wrong direction. Chazi my God, look what Moshe's done. You have Malka, he's the king. He made his brother the Kohen, Karnarabba, the Kohen Gadol, Lebneachui to his nephews, Shevim and Masagnik, I made them the Skan Kohenim, the assistant Kohenim. You also see Truma, after Truma comes, Amritav and the Kohen goes to the Kohen, right? Truma comes to the Kohen. Anybody has a gift from their crops goes to the Kohen. You also Maser, the Shekosu Latan, even if Maser comes, which you're supposed to get, after all, you're also in the Shevet of Levi, right? Omri says, Habuchad Miyur the Kohen. First of all, before you get the Maser, you got to give 10% to the Trumas Maser. Both the guys in Zachary, he's making you cut off his hair. That's what the Levonim had to do. They had to cut off the hair. Umetaluchu kikufsin, he's treating you like a piece of dirt, like dung. Any of them, Zachary. You know why? You know why he wants you to cut off his hair? He's jealous of your hair. He doesn't want you to have the hair. Amr La, they replied to her, how you not be covered? He's also cutting off his hair. She says, Amr La, says, well, keeping the cooler Abusa today, since he gets all the covered, he's willing, Amr, Iunami Thomas Napshin plushed him. In other words, I'll also suffer, right? Thomas Napshin plushed him, the famous Lashon of by Goliath, right? That David HaMelech, right? And Goliath says, Thomas Napshin plushed him, I'll also die, right? I'll die. In other words, to make them suffer, I'm willing to suffer too. Levium, had a couple of, in Balos, we just had last week, how they have to cut off their hair, right? They have to cut off their hair. So, right, Rabbi Utar called Seram, the Chibsu, the Ham, the Hitaharu, right? Very good. So, Va'od, the Kamalachu, tells you, Avidat Chut Chelis, he says, listen, you should put Chelis, you know, make tzitzis with Chelis. He's like that Chelis, this is a woman's logic over here, you know, she says, you know, he's only doing for his cup, he's like that Chelis, Rashiva Mitzvah, if it's important to Chelis, Sapik Lima, the Chelisa, so take the garment out of Chelis, Vakasin Lakula Masiftach. Why don't you make the whole garment out of Chelis? Why just the fringes? Make the whole thing and cover your whole Masifta. In other words, all your students and rabbis should be covered with the purple. Hanukhsiv, Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa. The wisdom of women built her house, Zuishta Shalom Ben Pelas, that she saved her house because of her wisdom. The Ivelis Biyada Tarsena, but the foolish one will pluck it down with her hands, Zuishta Shalkorach, who ruined everything. And they got up in front of Moshe, Vanashim and Israel, Chamishim Messiah. These were 250 people. Who? Who? Yeah. Well, the Korach complained about the tzitzis.
But here it is. The wife pushed them. That's right.
Right.
So there, the Rashi is close to Korach himself.
Right. Now he's right. He's Amar Lo, right? Korach, Iyunami Moshe. Right. And he came. I mean, I don't follow what you're saying,
Dad.
In Chumash, yeah.
Right.
Here he tells you, the woman's always behind.
The Torah instead of the mezuzah.
Yeah,
but
the wife was behind it. But here, even when she joined them, she says, Rashi says over here, Amar Lo Korach Iunami Moshe. In other words, even in the debate, you know, she was pushing him away, and Korach was trying to say, well, That may not be such a good point here. Korach stood in defense. It wasn't just Omnan Pelos, his wife, standing there. She joined them and she started saying all these things. Look what he's made you. You know, you guys are the bums, and look what he's turned you into. So she was debating it with Korach, and she was the one who instigated him for the bad. Vayikum b'fnei Moshe, they got in front of Moshe, v'anashim b'bnei Yisroch, 250 of them. Miyuchadim shebe'eda. Notice he says, right? What does it mean? It says miyuchadim shebe'eda. It says Hashem doesn't say the word miyuchadim in the pasuk, right? The pasuk is vayikum b'fnei Moshe v'anashim b'nei Yisrael chamishim asayim. So he's telling you, number one, that they were men, they were chashuv people, right? Miyuchadim shebe'eda. Ish. So number one says ish or anashim, they're chashuv people. Kriyei Moed, that's what he calls Kriyei Moed. Yodim la'aber shanim. Kriyei Moed, meaning that they were the ones who sat in the Moed, as they decided in the how to intercalate the years.
In fact, the word ish is unnecessary. It says 250 men.
Right. Ish. Ish means somebody's muchad. Very good. Right. So ish means miyuchadim shebe'eda. It really should have, you should put the word in ish over here. And so miyuchadim shebe'eda should say ish. Kriya moed, right? They knew the astronomy. They were well versed in the halachas of being ma'abed the year and the months, right? Anshei shem, men of name of repute. Shayu lahem shem b'chol olam. They were world renowned. And he fell on his face. What did he hear that he fell on his face? They accused him of adultery. In the camp, they were all makanahim, jealousy, meaning lashon of kinu and stira. Every person warned his wife, stay away from Moshe. So he took his tent in order to avoid any suspicion. He moved out of town, so to speak, and as he stayed away from everybody. He went to Dasan Vayim. Even though they were Shom, he went to them. There's a machlokas. You got to get off your high horse, even though you're the correct one, even though you're the tzaddik and they're the wrong ones. Don't wait for them to show up to you. Go and make peace. In other words, it's a mitzvah specifically not to make a fight, not to be like Korach v'Adasan. Okay, Rabashim Aray Litzara. If you start a fight, if you stay in a fight, you're roy for leprosy. Ksiv Hachav Biyad Moshe Lo. That lashon Ksiv Hachav Yom Hashem Lo Od Haben Yarcha Bechekecha. By the Tzaras, when he brought a plague of Tzaras, said Yom Hashem Lo Od Haben Yarcha. Put your hand. Wasn't this by Yom Hashem Lo? Oh, this is not what he put his hand in as a sign. No, this is not by the plagues. Right, Yom Hashem Lo. But he said the sign says, "Oh, by Yom Hashem Lo, oh, the Benem Bechayim." Put your hand in. Took his hand in, and that was white like shelly. Right, it was a sign from Hashem. So you see, Lo is referring to Tzaras. By Yom Hashem Lo. So you're also says Halcha Biyad Moshe Lo that he's roy for Tzaras if you stay in Machlokas. Remember, Yosi Kol Cholik Amachos B'Achos David. If you disagree, you rise up against the Malchus Beis Dovid. Roy Lakish Anachus is roy to be bitten by a snake or a serpent. Ksiv Hocha Bayizbach Adonio Sonu Vokomri, sheep and cattle and fat cattle. Im Evan Hazochelos, with the poison stone. What does it mean? Ksiv Hosam Im Hamas Zochalei Ofer. This is in Hazinu, right? Im Hamas, with the poison of the serpents in the ground. So it shows you then that if a person who rebelled against the kingdom, like Adonio did, it says Ibn Azalech, that's why he's roy to be a roy for poison from a serpent. Rav Chista Cholik or Rab, if you disagree with your teacher, Kecholik Hashem, it's like disagreeing with the Shekinah Ne'emar, Bahat Sosam Al Hashem, when they argued with Hashem, they were arguing with Moshe. But since Moshe was the Rebbe, it's as if they argued with Hashem. Amar Chamar Rav Chanina Kol Osam Mariva Im Rabo, if you make a fight, disagreement with your Rabbi Kaosam Shekhinah, it's as if he's doing with Shekhinah, a similar thing to the previous line. Shenamar Hema Meimri Vashirov Bnei Israel as Hashem. So they fought, they argued with Moshe when they came to the water, but since they argued with Moshe, it's as if they argued with Hashem. Okay, Bapa Bakal Mishram al Rabbo, Gimisham Shekhinah. If a person resents his Rabbi, it's like he resents the Roshlam Shenamar, Lo aleinu klados lechem kel Hashem. You've got complaints? Not on us. You're complaining against Hashem. Amar kol mahar acharabo. If a person thinks bad things,
he complains about the Kiilu Mahar Achashin Shnemar by Dabaram Beilukim Moshe.
They spoke badly about Hashem and Moshe. They really spoke about Hashem, about Moshe. But it's as if they spoke about Moshe, it's as if they spoke against Hashem. Osha Shem Alabavo Vaso. Many times there is a there is wealth that's protected for its owner, but in the end it's for bad. As we had the last couple of days, a lot of the bad that came about to them was because we saw that by the Dor HaFlaga, by Anshe Stone, because of all the good that they had, they were spoiled. So here also he says the wealth of Korach led him astray. That's the wealth of Korach. That's called Kumashibraglayim, right? When it says that the earth swallowed him up, it says all the assets that were at their feet are blazers and Moshe Lodim. This is a person's assets, his money, Shemamido Aragovit, makes him stand on his feet. Sashibraglayim, that made him stand on his feet, that went down into the pit as well. How wealthy was he? Masri Gimomeas Paras. Again, it's an expression that it took 300 mules, right? Levanus, white mules, like strong mules. How you maftecha shel beis ganazav shel Korach? Just the keys to his storehouses was 300. You know, he needed 300 donkeys to carry the keys to his storehouse. Bukulu akliti v'kilpi, and these were all the gilda. These were all keys and locks of leather. In other words, if they'd been made out of metal like we have now, they'd be even heavier. Right? They'd be even heavier. But even though they were lightweight, it still took 300 cattle.
Kind of strange. Kirk was a desert. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. He had a thriving business. The Jews had a thriving business,
right?
Yosef hid in Mitzrayim three treasures. Achas and Skagel Koch. One came to Koch. That's how he got it from. He got it for Yerusha. From Yaakov, don't forget they all came from Yaakov, from Yosef. He got it from Yosef. So one came down to Korach, even though technically he wasn't his descendant, but he did get it. Vachas Niskalgo Antoninus Ben Asferus. One eventually came to Rebbe's friend, the king Antoninus, described in Avodah Zarah. Vachas Genuzel Tzadikim Masalava. And one is hidden for Tzadikim Masalava. It's mashed, but it's still there. In other words, the two, what? Indiana's just looking for it, right? They just found something in Egypt. Yeah, they have some big find, but they didn't find the money yet. The machlokas over here, if Korach himself was swallowed up in the ground or burnt, Rav Yochanan's opinion is that he was neither. Loman of Lumanasiv is called Adam Asher le Korach. Says all the people that belonged to Korach, they were swallowed up. It's not Asher le Korach, below Korach, but not him himself. Torn 50 guys, but not Korach. And there's a question whether Korach was included in the 250 or not. This opinion says that he wasn't included. Masisim and Bryce will learn otherwise. Korach menesu from Umen Abluin. He was both burnt and swallowed up. Korach. It says they were swallowed and Korach was swallowed. Not Korach was separate. He was swallowed up. How was he burnt and swallowed up? His neshama was burnt and his body was swallowed up. Menesu from the siv. And the understanding is that Korach Madaius. That's machlokas. Wasn't Korach included in the 250? Was it 250 besides Korach or 250 including Korach? The sun and the moon stood in their zvul. Now zvul is one of the higher, what they call it, firmaments. And it's one of the heaven, there's seven levels of heaven. The one we see is the lower one, right? The rakia. So the Shemesh Ruach went up upstairs. Yeah, we're going to come to there. We're coming there. This is Gemara. Yeah, when it talks about Korach, that's what they have. Right. Right, it's not the first time you learned it, right? We've had it before. Correct. It's the same Gemara. We're going to come to that. So first he tells us, so the Shemesh Ruach stood upstairs. They went upstairs to the heavens. They go according to the light of your arrows. What does that mean? They went upstairs. We don't like what's going on over here. Korach is rebelling against them. Take care of this guy. I mean, Moshe is our leader. Take care. If you do a proper judgment and take care of Korach the way he should be taken care of, they'd say, we'll go back down and we'll give off our light. The Imlav lo Neitzei. If not, we're staying up here. We're protesting. Until he threw arrows at him. Every morning, people get up, the kings in the east and the kings in the west, they bow down to you, you make you the god. Then you're not worried about my covet, right? You're not worried about my covet. That you accept. You're worried about Moshe's covet. Because of that, now they don't go out until Roshem sends them out with arrows. In other words, they don't want the kings bowing down to them. So if Roshem sends them out, that's how. Otherwise, they stay there. Rashi says, once you go to Kafka, that they have to go out. He says, every morning the Muslims got to kick them out of there because they don't want people bowing down to them. Remember Moshe told them, okay, we're going to see now what's going to happen. This is like, you know, one of the famous sermons, like you have also like Elio said, you know, Elio Navi with the in the Har Karmel. He says, let's see if the fire comes down, let's see what's going to happen now. He says, if these guys, fine, no problem, we're going to see who's right now. If Hashem is going to create a new thing, and the earth will open up its mouth. If Gehenim's already been built, muta, fine. Hashem will build it now. He's going to build it now for the first time. Hashem created the world. He might have programmed different things to happen in the world, Nisim, etc., but there's nothing new under the sun. The cannon was created already, but he just wanted the door of heaven to come out over here in the midbar to swallow them up. They didn't die. They said name Rabbeinu, presumably it's Rebbe. Welcome to Spotsalom again, and there's a place where the children of Korach gathered, like higher up, not deep down in the fire. The Yashvulim, they sat there, but Amru Shir, and they said Ashira. In other words, they were tzaddikim, they weren't punished this way. Here's the story.
Yeah.
One time I was walking on the road. There was a certain Arab came by. I'm going to show you the people swallowed up. The 250 people swallowed up. I'll show you where they are. He saw two crevices, two cracks in the ground. That smoke was coming out of him. Right. So the Arab took a piece of wool. Amshemai soaked it in water, but Osway Bereshmukhan put it at the head of his spear, put it at the tip of his spear, stuck the spear into this wet cotton or wool, Ba'achufei Hosam, and passed it by over the crevice that was probably smoking out steam, and it got burned, it got singed. Amalei Atzis Mashamet. He told me, and as he told the Arab, told him, listen, now put your ear close by, listen, hear what's going on. Mashamet Mustahab, come hear them saying, okay, this is what he said. Moshe was also MS Vahimadon. That's what the Bnei Korach said, that Moshe was told is MS and they are liars. He doesn't say over here, by the way, that before we talk about the Bnei Korach Lemesu, and here he's talking about Achulam Blur the Korach, that's one swallowed, this is presumably even the ones who were swallowed up and who were punished, not the Bnei Korach who did not sin. Amalei and the Arab told him. He had been around there. He spent a lot of time around there. He knew the area very well. He says, "Kol tosin yom mahadu lo gehenim." Every 30 days, Gehenim brings him up. Like he says, "Kabosu b'toch kalachas," like meat on a spit. You know that it's roasted. It's comes up. Like every 30 days, it circles up. It comes up here, and the smoke comes out. Ba'amri halki, and that's what they say. Moshe v'sarayim es v'ayim don. That's what I hear them say all the time. It's not clear if the Arab understood the Hebrew, Moshe emes v'sarayim es v'ayim, or he was just mimicking the words. Minastami probably understood the Hebrew also, you know, like they knew the Yiddish and everything. You know, those Arabs who speak Yiddish, if they spend enough time around things. All right, so anyway, that was the story of the Korach. Dor Mabel ein lam chelik on the world. The Dor Mabel also has no share in the next world. Tell about him. A double lashon. They will be consumed, they will die. Forty years takes the door, which, who is in the midbar for 40 years? That's the door of midbar. Right? I swore in my anger, not only did they die, but they will not come to Menucha. Think of Rabbi Akiva. I was going to talk about this, that Rabbi Akiva seems to be machmer. Before, Rekiva is always the one who says, no, don't worry, these guys will come back and have a share. Here, Rekiva, and we're having the next mission, Rekiva sort of speaks more machmer, and he says, no, they have no share. But Lazar Omer, born hang over, they will have a share. Shnemar, Isfuli Chasida, gather for me my Chasidim, Kosa Brisi, the ones who made a bris with me, made a covenant, Allah Zevach with slaughtering animals. In other words, that was what the Dor HaMabul did. So, and he says, gather them to me, because they originally did make a bris with me, even though they went astray afterwards. Elamani Mekayim Hashem Shbanti V'Api. So what about the pasuk? It says, I swore V'Api Yimivon Mechasi. Ba'api Nishbati, I swore in anger, because Reni Bif, and I regret it. And he says, I swore that I'm not going to do that, but I was angry then. You can't take me seriously when I'm angry. You know how I get. Rishu says this pasuk B'chal wasn't speaking about them, the Dor HaMabul, but the other Dor says, Isful Chasidim, what's that? Eilu Tzaddikim Shechol B'Dor. Gather my Chasidim, the Tzaddikim in every generation. Korsi Brisi, Eilu Chananim Shov Azariya. Shemosu Atzmu L'toch Kipshneish. That's the Korsi Brisi. They stood for my bris. They were willing to die for my bris. Alei Zevach Eilu, Rabbi Kiva Chaveirov, Rabbi Kiva and his friend, Shemosu Atzmu L'shchita Al Divrei Torah. That's what means Alei Zevach, that they became like Korbanos themselves for the Torah. Notice the author of this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Many people say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Rabbi Kiva's son, because Rabbi Kiva was bald, that's why he's called Kareach or Karcha. So Rabbi Yeshua is darshing this, so to speak, about his father, saying, you know, he's nice thing, his son says something nice about his father, that his father was referred to in the Pasuk of Alei Zevach. In any case, we see that Rabbi Kiva said they had no share of Olam Haba, but others disagree. We have Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha who disagrees, who said that Pasuk is Rabbi Yeshua is not necessarily disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer is disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva. He says, it's with Chassidus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's not clear what he would say about the Dor HaMabul. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer, born in Lo Avosh and Emar, Peduye Hashem, the ones who were redeemed by Hashem. Who were the ones who were Peduye Hashem? The Dor HaMidbar. They were taken out of Mitzrayim. Hashem redeemed them. Yeshua, they will return to Boat Simon and they will come into Tzion rejoicing. Rabbi Yochanan, Shafkas.
The question is, if Dor HaMidbar
doesn't have Mom and Abba, then why does Rabbi have to talk about Korach for himself?
Good.
Good. So, maybe the Dor HaMidbar, the question about Korach is only if you hold the Dor HaMidbar will have a share in this. Ein HaChanami is a good point. Rabbi Kiva, here he says Rabbi Kiva left his chasidus, meaning shenemar halach b'kurasa baznei Yerushalayim. You could have quoted this pasuk: go call out in the ears of Yerushalayim. Leimor zacharti l'chesed n'rayach. I will remember the chesed of your youth, avos klosayach, the love of your when you got married. Lechtech achar b'midbar, follow me in the desert, be'eretz lo zruah, in a land that was not seeded. Right? Uma chayim boim manach veikam b'schusam heimatzim lo koshkein. Right. So Marach, what? Remember, if other people will be redeemed and will come to Yerushalayim or will be redeemed in the schus of what? Of the people in Midbar, remember schus Narayach. Remember when he started off, when he accepted the Torah. Remember that generation. So because I'm remembering that generation, I'll redeem others also. So if others come in their redemption, so then themselves the kosh came. Now notice throughout all these pages that we're sort of mixing up. When we're talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, it's not clear about Yemos HaMashiach and things of that sort and Tchias HaMesim, right? Are we mixing up Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim? These things we really don't understand. Tchias HaMesim means presumably people are going to come back before Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a world of neshamas. Tchias HaMesim is a world of gufim. So for the most part, we're just saying Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, we're taking it at face value. In the next Mishnah, Rashi is going to talk about the Yemos HaMashiach, saying there's an opinion here that we're talking about Yemos HaMashiach, not just Olam Haba. Aseres Hashvatim Ein Asidim Lachzor. I believe this is the last Mishnah. Right. No, there's one more Mishnah. There's another Mishnah. Right. A long Mishnah. Right. So the Aseres Hashvatim Ein Asidim Lachzor. Here's the difference of opinion. The 10 Shvatim who were exiled by Sancheirim, are they coming back? So the first opinion is they're not going to come back.
They're coming back.
They're coming back right back now. Yes, this Rabbi Chayil's father spent a lot of time. He goes to India and things like that.
His
father is the one who's the head of the whole thing. Yeah, he goes. He's made trips to India and Africa. He believes in this whole thing.
What's the name of that
I don't know. It's, but he's the one. He's the leader in that. He's written books on it. He's I don't know. Yeah. That's Rabbi Chaim's father. Yeah. He davens with us many times. He comes to me. He's one of those things down there. I don't know. I don't know if that's the same one. I don't know if it's the same one. But he's got a whole. He's like the expert on the Aser Shishmatim. So Aser Shishmatim ain't a sin lasser. They're not coming back. Shemar Shichem Olayim Tzacheres Kiyomazeh. Meaning, I'm sending them to another land. Kiyomazeh. Now notice this pasuk is in Dvarim, but of course it's repeat. It's predicting, right? Shichem Olayim Tzacheres Kiyomazeh. In Aser Olos Hashem Olkein. The whole. You know what's going to happen. Hashem Olayim Tzacheres Kiyomazeh. Ma Yom. He says I'm sending to another land like this day. Just like the land, that's like the day never comes back. In Yiddish we say, you know, the day is gone, you can't get it back, right? So just like that day is gone and never coming back, afheim, aholchim, ben chazim, never coming back. The Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, took the pessimistic viewpoint. Like, on this page, of Kuf Yod Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva is taking the pessimistic viewpoint, both in terms of the Dor Mabur, Dor Midbar, getting a share in Olam Haba, and in terms of the Aseres Shvatim, coming back because again because they sinned. That's the next opinion. That's the next opinion. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is it's gone. They're never coming back because of their sins. They were exiled. They're not coming back. The second opinion is what you're saying. Rabbi Lezomer Kayomazeh Ma Yom Ma Fil Umeir. Just like the day first starts off dark, maybe in the morning and then gets light, or at night it's dark and then it gets light in the morning. Afaseh Shvatim Shafeil Ahen. That's dark to them now, but eventually they will turn. So you could look at the day in two ways. You could say the day is gone, never coming back, or you could say it's like a day. A day has both nighttime followed by daytime. Same thing here, they will turn. So that's obviously the opinion of Rabbi Chaya that I believe these people maybe are coming back. They have no share next world, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah. Now again, see, when coming back, what are we talking about? We're talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about coming back now in the Moshe Mashiach. So Rashi says on this Tan Rabbana, this in Fashe Seshvatim Eimla, the Rashi on the bottom of the right, Im Chalik Labo, having the most of Mashiach, so he called Mashiach, Im Shargoi, the fee, she said, she's secret, but Gnus Eretz Yisrael, they spoke with Kiram and Lael, because they spoke with the other Eretz here. So his opinion here that we talk about the Chalik Labo, again, the word Olam Haba is used loosely over here, according to this opinion, that Olam Haba does not mean in the next world, the world of Neshamas that they exist. It means even now, when Mashiach comes and the dead will be revived, we're going to talk about this period of, you know, Ein Kachar Hashem Abol Vazeh, Ezo Chayel Mabav, Ezo Mashiach, Chesem Esim. So there's always a question, what's the order over here, right? Olam Haba is a place that people go to after they die in this world, or is Olam Haba the place that we'll all go to eventually, Lasad Lavo? So is that which is all above? What's Chesem Mason, Moshe Mashiach? We understand Mashiach is going to come eventually while we're still here. And then then there will be Chesem Mason. When is the Olam Haba? But in any case, whatever the Olam Haba is, that's the discussion whether they have a share in that Olam Haba. Talmud says the Shvatim Moshe Mashiach Moshe Nemav by Yitchem Hashem Yal Masam Hashem took them off of their land. Ba'afu v'chem Ketzav Gadol. Look at three lashonos here of anger. Af Chema and Ketzav Gadol. Right? I don't know how to translate each one differently in English, but they're anger.
Anger, right? Rage, fury.
Okay, so he's got three words in English, you know, because he...
What about wrath?
right. Yeah. It's nice to be able to show what, you know, how great your dictionary is in English, you know, how great your lexicon is, but yeah. Right. You know, how does he know which one is which? Here's my question. How do you know which one is which? Maybe fury is the first one, right? Again, Rabbi Kiva, same opinion we saw Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Now here in the Mishnah, the opinion was by Rabbi Lezer, that, you know, that they will come back because they're like the Yom. Mishim Yehuda Ishbak explains a little bit differently, more like the Belezer, a little bit differently. He says, Amr Mishim Shimon, Imasem Kiyomazeh, means like this. Kiyomazeh means like this, if they stay the same way like today, and Chosim. Imlav, if they turn around, they don't do what they did today, they do Shuvah, they will come back. Rabbi Omer Ba Mimel Ba, they will come Shinema, Bayomo Yitaka Bashofa Gadol, and that day, Shofar will blast. And what does the end of the pasuk say? That's the Aseres Shvatim. The ones lost in Assyria, wherever that is, they will come back. That's the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar will come back as well. That's this opinion of Rebbe, that the Dor Midbar will come back as well as the Sefer Shvatim. So here clearly Rebbe argues with Rebbe Akiva on both counts. Amar Rav Chanan Rebbe Yochanan. Shavka Rebbe Akiva Chasidus. Again, the same mushroom we had before. Rebbe Akiva left his Chasidus Shenemar. He could have dashed in Halokh Fakras, says Varma Eila, it's a phone. Go call out these words to the north. The Amar and say, Ramartin say, Shuva Mishuva Israel. Shuv Mishuva, either return Mishuva, the backsliding ones, the Shovei of Israel, or Shuv Mishuva Shakol Israel, Sin Lachsar. Shuv Mishuva, they're all going to come back. Nim Hashem. Lo apil panai bochem, and I will not have my face will not be like dark against you. Ki chasid ani, I am chasid. Um Hashem lo etor lo olam. Right, I will not be angry forever. I will not be angry forever. So he could have darshened it. The Kiva could have used that pasuk and said, look, even though go call out to the north, even though you're lost up there, etc. You know, don't worry about it. It's not going to end forever. Eventually, I will take you back. My chassidus, so where do we see his chassidus that he usually darshens things latova for the betterment of Bnei Yisrael, not for the bad? Tanya Ketane Bnei Rishay Yisrael Ein Bo'am Oba. What about Ketanim, children who didn't do Rishon? Their fathers were Rishon, but they weren't Rishon. Like the children of Korach, like young children, let's say, and Vadaso. Are they going to have a cherech in next world or not? So we have Machlok. Ketane Bnei Rishay Yisrael Ein Bo'am Oba Shenemar Ki Hine Hayom Bo. This day will come, Boer Katana burning like an oven. Vayir call Zaydim, all the evildoers, Beholos Harisha, the people do bad. Kash will be like stubble, meaning they'll be consumed. Veliyeh Osam Hayom Haba, Amar Hashem says. And the day to come will burn them up. Amar Hashem says, Shalorazalem Shorish Vainaf, they will not be left over with any root or branch. So Ramliel says, Shosh Vanaf, right, refers to their children. Rashi says, Shosh Vanaf, Elubonim Katanim Shalom, their young children. Okay, it refers to their young children. And why the double law? Shown to say that they will not have a share neither in this world, as they will die now, even though they're young, they're dying because of the sins of the father. Vanaf, Lolom Abok. And they will have no share in the next world. So Ramliel's opinion is, that Ketanei Bnei Rishon, so even though they cannot be called Rishon themselves because they're underage, they don't have a share next world. Rabbi Kiva Omer, here's what you see, Rabbi Kiva's Chassidus. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bonim Lobo, they will come to the next world. Shneimar, Shomer Psalim Hashem. Hashem guards the babies. How do we know Psalim means babies? Sheken Karim Bekarcheyam, in the cities, in the seaside cities, they call, Yenuka, they call babies Pisya, or Pasya. Call them children. Now, Shom Psalim Hashem is a Lashon for him. Where do you find Lashon of Shom Psalim Hashem? Mer the Gemara in Yevamos. Talks about, can a woman have bia while she's pregnant? Why aren't you worried that maybe she'll get muberis, she'll become muberis again? That'll ruin the first flood. Shem upsayim Hashem, don't worry. Shem guards the babies. In other words, there's many things that you can't protect everything, and so Hashem will take care of them. So that's what you mean over here also. He says, Shem upsayim Hashem, that Hashem will take care of them, even though they're babies now. What do you want from them? It's not their fault. Therefore, even though they might die now because of their parents, like in the case of Korach, but they have a share in the next world. The Omer of the Pasuk says, Gidu Ilna, cut down the tree, v'chavlui, and destroy it, baram but, ikar shashoi ba'ara shavuku, but the main stump, the main roots stay in the ground. In other words, even though roots you think normally as being the progenitor of what comes out of it, but here roots means the children, the branches, the other parts of it, they will stay. So again, even though you cut down the father, the kids will have a share in the next world. Velmani Mikayim, what did Pasuk say? Lo yazov lem shorish v'anaf. There will not be left anything for them, neither a root nor a branch. Shlo yinich lem lo mitzvah lo shemitzvah. Talking about them themselves, that they Rishon, nothing will be left for them in the next world. Even though Rishon performs some mitzvah, some good deeds they do, but they will get the schar for them in this world, so that in the next world there will be no merits for them at all. There will be no, they'll have no mitzvahs left to give them any good. So loshorish velo, so the idea of loshorish v'naf doesn't refer to the children, but refers to they themselves, according to Rabbi Kiva, because the children will get a share in the next world, as it says, shalom psalim Hashem, and the pasuk in Daniel of cut down the tree and leave the stump. Devaracher shorish zun sham of anaf zaguf. Or you could say that it's not the Shorosh Vanaf refers to the children, because the children will have a share in the next world, but it means the Shorosh means of the person himself. Shorosh, the root, means a person's a Shema, and Anaf means his group, that both of those will be destroyed. Avakatane b'nei Rishi Avdikei Chavim, That's all Rishon, the Ketanim who are the children of Risham Jews. But the Ketanim who are the children of Risham who are of the Kechavim, everybody agrees that they don't have a share in the next world. Why? He takes that from Galil. It's Naftale mi uta'abiko zecher lama. They'll be lost forever. In other words, people who are of Kechavim, the memory of them will be totally gone, which is to say that your children will be gone too. They'll never come back. A child, when does he get a share in the next world? In other words, a child, let's say, Rahman's son who dies, when is he considered a person that will get a share in the next world? Is it from the time that he's conceived, even though he might be stillborn, or never see a day of life? Is it when he's born? Is it later on when he's bar mitzvah? When is a child considered a person that will get a share in the next world? So, B'chir Rav Shimon, about Rebbe, Chanam Mishal Shanola, once is the time that he's born. Chanam Mishal Shasipur, from the time that he could talk. Mother Mishal Shanola, the Shanam Mishal says, Yelvo Biagiru Sikasa, they will come and they will tell his Tzitkisla, Am Nolad, for the generation who is born. He also, because he's made this. And who's going to come and tell his great stories in the next world? Once he's born. Where will Shanola? Mother Mishal Shasipur, the Siv, Zera Yavdenu, who will serve? Who will worship Hashem? Who will serve Hashem? Yisupur Hashem Lador, the one who can tell about Hashem, one who can talk. From the time that he's conceived. So we have one opinion that from the time he was born, one opinion from the time that he talks, and one opinion now from the time that he was seated, meaning from the time of his conception. The same pasuk. Not Zeri Yavdenu, referring to the children who are going to serve him when they could speak, but Zeri Yavdenu, as soon as he was a Zeri, even though he never saw the light of day. His mother could have had a stillborn, or she could have miscarried, and he was never born. Still, he'll get a share in the next world. Nachma Yitzchakama Misha Shenibo, from the time that he's been circumcised. There's a four opinions now. Conception, birth, circumcision, and speaking. That's, if you go in chronological order, right? But pardon? Only 30 days, when he's not considered an Nephil. Naval's 30 days. Today, they still go at 30 days, even though technically today they know. The idea of Naval is that he wasn't for like an eight-month baby. But, you know, today it's different because the medical has made it that they're not, but still, halacha, you know, they can live even if they're an eight-month baby, and it's not clear. But usually, they still go by the halachically that after 30 days. That's when there's not only a funeral, but sitting Shiva, Rahman Aslan, things of that sort. So, Mishashin HaMetachsiv, Ani, I'm afflicted. V'gava minoar, I'm perished from my youth. Nasasi emecha afuna, I will carry your fear. I will circle it. Like I will circle around. Once I carry your fear, I'll circle. What does that mean? So Rashi says, look at the Rashi on the left side, about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the page. Ani ani v'gava minoar. Afa pisha ani yad. Even though I'm afflicted, giviyasi chashu v'gavia. And as even though I am poor and small, my dying, my perishing would be considered to be like Vayigva Vayamas. Roy Loma Alai Vayigva Vayasaf. I'm Roy for that. Klomash Zochani Lasa Lavo Kitzadikim. A Tzadikim who, Vayam it says, he perished, right? Vayigva Vayasaf Alav. Shemran Gavia. Amasai. Mishal Shani Nosei Emecha. From the time that I carry your fear. Upachtacha and your fear of Fudim Eskogalas will circle around me. Wishchun Alai and dwells upon me. Interesting, like you say that, you know, you look at the tzitzis and you remember the mitzvahs, right? The risim also. So when you see the mila reminds us to fear Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Remember when David was in the bath and he said, what did he say? He looked at his mila. He says, oh, even here you could see the mitzvah, right? So here we say that's on ani. Even though I'm poor, but gavah menor, I'm right to be gavah from my youth. When asasi mecha, when I have your fear, when my fear is on me, meaning when I've had the symbol of your fear, that's the bris. So at that point, that's already when I'm considered choshev and roy to come into the next world and roy to be said about me vayikva. Tanami shumar meyam b'shashi yomer amen. Okay, so now we've had, this is the fifth opinion, right? We've had conception, birth, mila, speaking, and after the time of the Jews say, Amen, Shnema, Pishu Sha'arim, open up the gates, the Yavo Goy Tzadik, and let the righteous nation come, Shomer Amunim, right? The one who observes the emunah, the faith in Hashem. Al tikri shomer emunim, ela omer amen. The Hashem is not shomer emunim, she omer amen. The one who says amen. What is amen? As we all know, malchina, kel melech nama. That's like sign. We say amen means like so be. It means kel melech nama, to say that you're confirming everything that's here. So we have five opinions as to why a person's roi for olam haba. Tomorrow we'll pick it up from here. Tomorrow we have Machlokas Rosh Lakish and his brother-in-law Rabbi Yochanan about darshening something with Tov or the law in various specifics.